Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Ben Casimir Tidswell, Finn Garza, Robert Cattle, David Litvak, Jessica Miller, Amalucci, Laura Malloy, Hedwig, Kelsey Stevens, Meg Daunting. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Welcome to episode 112 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast.
I'm 112.
I'm your
human people. Oh my gosh.
112. I'm your host and GM Alex, and you're with me today. I have
twice beyond the 110 gates. And Meredith.
What?
What?
You're up, Bryn.
8 Bryn Monroe.
Oh God, no.
A dozen past the centurion.
Lydia Nicholas. And XXX Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Who's up, Drink at Amsterdam?
Hamidsela Harun Altahan.
Sasha, who's asking? And Azu.
Yes. Now, you can tell that people want to know what's happening. And you know how you can tell? Because everyone's like, let's do the thing. Let's do the thing. Let's do the thing. Oh, no, no. What's the thing? Do the thing. Do the thing.
We're staying late.
So, with that in mind, we're picking up where we left off, which is underground tunnels, rooms, enormous ominous traps that have just gone off.
Yep.
Everyone roll initiative.
That's why I'm not going to be able to do anything.
Time to fight the water.
Why did I take this freaking...
Ben's rolls are getting so unnecessarily elaborate. He throws it in the air, catches it. Maybe juggle it a couple times, then throw it.
I meant to throw it down, but threw it up instead, so I grabbed it.
There's a very different place.
That's why I went, 16.
Can I grab a pencil, please? Sorry.
I have 13.
I got 14.
23.
I took a freaking like enhanced initiative thing, and then I rolled a 6.
Be glad you got it. Yeah.
10.
Yes.
What was yours, Hamid?
23.
Okay. So, those enormous pipes were just, you know, the panels drop, and then four huge pipes, two pointing at the door that Sasha is at, two pointing sideways at the door that is, you know, the entrance.
The one that I shot that made the hollow noise.
Yes. You hear that? And then a torrent of water just pours in. And by a torrent, I mean the pipe is now full from bottom of pipe, which is, for people in the room, so, I don't know, like a couple of feet.
4 foot high.
Like a couple
diameter.
Of, yeah, like something like that.
It's like a metre.
Yeah, they call it a metre diameter. Completely full of water instantaneously. The same amount of water is coming out of every pipe simultaneously.
Also, I'm sorry, I just am slightly disappointed that when you said a torrent, you didn't finish it with off skeletons. I just really like the idea of a torrent of skeletons coming out of four pipes.
What, and
be terrified, wouldn't it?
The kind of like...
Yeah.
Sound was all of their little bones.
Yeah. I need you, Sasha, to immediately, prior to initiative, give me a reflex save.
Yes, I am not surprised. Okay, so... 23.
23. The amount of water, because of the way the pipes are angled, slammed together exactly where you were stood.
Yep.
You managed to jerk yourself out of the doorway, but the amount of force, again, just think about the amount, like the volumes just crunches. There's the equivalent of a thunderclap as they slam together in front of you. Bear in mind, the same has happened behind you because it's happening at both doors. You effectively went, the only way I cannot die is jump in the middle, and backed into the middle of the room because slam, slam.
Oh, okay, so I didn't go through the door.
The door isn't open. You unlocked it and it triggered. It never opened.
Right, okay, great. So,
At which point...
what's happening to the other?
At which point, the other door, everyone else can see, clonk, 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 it's starting to close. The dagger at the bottom is currently sliding, pushed by the door towards the other side.
I would say
that the handle is angled upwards because it's pushing, so it does look like it would go against the door jamb and not just, you know, disappear under whatever. Yeah. Who knows? Like, you don't know how much force is involved. I do.
And how strong it
is. And exactly, like, it is moving. What I would say is, again, this is all comparative, it's moving comparatively slowly. Okay? With that in mind...
Water is probably already therefore flowing out of the room.
Water is already beginning to flow out of the room towards everyone apart from Sasha.
Has everyone else been blown out of the room, basically?
Not yet. See, here's an enormous amount of discussion for here's how much time passed. That's it. Like, that's how much time has passed in what I've just described.
Yeah, but in the real world, we would know where we were. So you do have to describe...
Yeah, no, of course. I just meant that, like, they haven't already begun being washed away or anything.
But didn't we say that they were outside of the room?
Yes, but the water's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Hamid, what are you doing? You are up.
Is there any way into the room past the water?
Even if I'm
flying.
No one is entering or leaving that room unless they're getting hit by water. Alex decrees it so.
I hold my action then.
Okay. Grizzop, you are up.
How much water is coming out of the room?
At this exact moment, not too much because it's only just started. It is going to be a real problem real quickly.
Cool. I'm going to climb onto Azu's back.
Okay. That's unless Azu stops you, which I'm assuming you don't.
No.
That's absolutely fine. Anything else?
I'm going to shoot the water.
Die, water, die!
Not really got much I can do in this situation.
Nero's got nothing on me. Azu. No, sorry, Sasha, you are up.
Before you
can do anything else.
Yep.
Do you want the bad news? Because that's all you got.
Yeah, sure.
You need to give me a DC 20 reflex save.
Sure. 23.
Nice. Take your turn.
Can she acrobat out so that, like, if I'm going, like, basically through the water, well, that's the... And then while shouting, pull me out!
Yeah, that's totally a thing that you can do. You know that going through that water's going to hurt. The force is going to hurt. But you're also like, I can either get a little bit hurt or I can die. Like, these are the options.
While shouting, pull me out.
Yeah.
So hopefully there would be tension on the rope pulling me in the right direction.
You got a choice. You can either acrobat out now or you can ready for when they're pulling to try and combine those two things. It does matter that those...
I'm going to acrobat now.
Okay, that's fine. So just give me a straight acrobatics check.
Ooh, I only rolled a 4, so that's only 19.
19?
Yeah.
Give me a... Yes, give me another reflex save, please.
That's a natural 20.
So, you take 9 damage.
Yep.
Where it's just you try and just effectively just dive straight through the water and it just... And then just pushes you back into the room. You don't manage to... You don't lose your footing, but it hurts. You do still think that you could probably make it through, but you just have to do better.
Yep.
It's that simple.
Pull me out!
At which point, Azu, you're up.
Pull it. I think we should just have that to bleep it.
I think I will.
Yeah. Okay. I do. I as hard as I can.
Okay. Give me a strength check, please.
I'd better be good at this. I'll be.
I mean,
so
you should be, but you know, a lot of stuff's going on.
12 plus 1.
Yeah. So just add your strength modifier.
Yeah. So that's only a 15.
It's only a 15.
Yeah.
It's not enough to pull her out. Again, you pull her back into the water before she's ready, and it repels her out because the pipes aren't just like that. They are angled in such a way to force people back into the room.
How much damage is that?
6.
Okay. Yep. That's cool.
At which point, Sasha, give me a reflex save.
Yep.
You're going to be making a lot of these. You are the right person to be trapped here.
Yeah. That is only a 14, though.
Total?
Yep.
In the process, you are knocked prone. You are not underwater, but you are floating in what has already become a foot of water in the base in 6 seconds. Hamid, you're up. It's your turn. Top of the round.
I'm going to cast Fly on myself and just hover above the water so I'm not in danger of being swept away.
Yeah, anyone...
No one... It's all too stressful for us to notice that Hamid is suddenly flying.
Anyone apart from Azu is not going to be heavy enough.
Yeah.
So that with the water, you won't get swept away, but at least at this stage. But if you try and move, you are likely to lose your footing. So that's actually a really good idea.
Cool.
Grizzop, you are up. What are you doing?
I'm holding my action and inserting it later because there's nothing I can do on that.
Okay. Sasha, you are up.
I mean, try and swim out, I guess. I'm prone. I mean, I can try and stand up.
Technically, it's still going to be an acrobatics. It's not deep enough to be properly swimming.
Okay.
But yeah, like, same thing again, effectively.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, an acrobatics is much better.
For what it's worth, in your head, you're like, yeah, I think I can do this. I don't think... You don't, like, that's impossible.
I'm going to try and line it up with when Azu's doing it.
Okay, so what I would say then is just like mechanically that'll come out as you ready in action to use your check in conjunction with Azu giving the axe and hope that those
together.
So
basically what I do is I shout, pull me out, and I get ready to jump as she pulls.
Good call. Azu, you are up.
I pull.
Funnily enough, Sasha's ready in action goes off. Initiative orders. So first give me the strength check on the rope.
I've got to do this.
No! Oh man, yeah. Well, this is all
Sasha,
one.
Give me an acrobatics check.
Come on. Oh no, mate, that's a 9, so that's only a 24.
Again, you try and yank Azu.
How much damage?
Azu, the reason this happens is it's really, really wet. It's not even your fault, and it's not Grizzop's fault.
Azu doesn't know that.
But what it comes down to is that, like, the combination of water is flowing out, Grizzop is having to gain purchase, and then pulling at the same time, like, there's too much going on. You take 7 damage. Again, and you get repelled back off the water.
How hard was the other door to open, was the first door to open? Also, maybe easy to get through once the water level is risen and the current is less strong.
Those are all valid points. In terms of how difficult it is, you don't think... Like, I can't really give you that info at this stage. Possibly.
Yeah.
You might have just been unlucky on the other one. Mm.
Okay. Anyway, well, I'm just here hurting. Cool.
Grizzop, it is end of the round. Would you like to insert?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I climb down off of Azu's shoulders, slide down the taut rope... towards the door, brace against the door, and channel positive energy.
Okay. I'm going to get you to give me a reflex save, but yep. I am knocking the DC down a lot because you're using the rope.
That's fine. Yeah. I have like a plus seven.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
So 22 for those people who are interested in that. Yeah, so I'm going to channel positive energy. Heal everyone within...
Everyone.
Everyone heals 9 damage.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
That might just keep you alive.
Yeah. I actually also heal 9 damage because I wasn't on the floor.
Yeah. Nice.
Hamid, you're up. I'm flying. You're literally up.
I fly over to Grizzop and cast Fly on Grizzop.
Okay.
What? What's happening?
Your feet.
I can do this now.
There's a horrific moment where your feet are washed out from under you, and you don't fall. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Grizzop, you are up because you held. No, sorry, you inserted to last in initiative order. That's fine.
That actually is an incidental.
We can all pull together!
Yes, let's try that.
Okay, Sasha, you're up.
Yeah, pull me out!
Readying an action again, same as before, that's fine. At which point, Azu, you're up.
Are all three of us pulling at the same time?
You need to ready an action until it's stupid, but yes, ready an action to pull when we pull.
Yes, yep. I do that.
Okay. Grizzop?
Same, yeah. It's my turn, the last turn in the round.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll start pulling.
Yeah, that's fine. Everyone's action triggers.
Well, no, I didn't. I'm not going to help much anyway.
You're at the top, aren't you?
Yeah, but I already did something this round.
So he can't help you pull.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's what you're saying. Yeah, cool. So with me, as I'm helping, am I able to confer a bonus to people, or do I have to roll independently?
I am ruling that you all have to roll independently, I'm afraid, for this specific thing. There's quite a lot going on in this room in terms of, like, mechanics, so it is just easier to do it this way.
It's basically, do I get a bigger bonus when you rely on the d20 and probably fail?
I'm
on natural 20, so that's good.
Oh no!
I rolled a 1!
But I rolled a natural 20, so.
So what does that mean? What does that mean?
Give me the acrobatics check, Sasha.
Only 24.
24 again? You've got 24 three times in a row!
I keep rolling 9s.
Switch dice!
Yeah, so, the way that, maybe we should all switch dice.
The way that I pull is I fly up really, really quickly.
Like at 60 foot around.
I kind of kick off the door and fly upwards to try and get a different angle.
Uh-huh, that's fine. So what happens is, in order.
Yep.
Sasha, you're pulled in. Azu, you lose your footing temporarily. Mm-hmm. You're now prone. You're not being washed away. You're too heavy to be washed away.
But am I being drowned?
But you are...
being basically
technically, actually, you're not... No, technically you're not prone. You're supine. I think is it. Huh? So it's while prone is technically face down and supine is on your back. Oh. So like when you yank, your feet just slip from under you, so you're on your back, but you can still breathe. It's fine.
The water isn't very high here, so you're probably just like in a bath.
Sasha,
a really distressing bath.
Sasha, you're put. The water's clean. There's something. You know, it's not lava.
Hey,
there's
Alex.
Something. Sasha, you're pulled into the torrent again, taking 11 damage.
Oh, but do I get out?
You don't.
Oh,
however. You are absolutely certain that you were that close. Like, part of you does. There's a fluke extra, like, thrust from the water, and it pushes you back.
Ah, guys!
The water is now 2 feet deep in the room.
So do we get a benefit from my critical hit? Because we got a negative for the critical fail.
Yes, I've already factored it all in. It's all done in back end. Yes. So, top of the round, Hamid, you are up.
I'm ready in action to help pull.
Which point, Sasha, you're up.
We're trying.
Azu, you're up.
I'm ready in action to pull.
Yep. Grizzop, you're up.
Yeah, pull.
Yep. Everyone give it me together. Good.
Roll it again for me.
By the way, I'm assuming that Azu uses her turn as well to stand up, because that's fine.
Yes. That's 15.
Yep.
That's 5. Okay. I'm going to help.
28.
Oh,
yeah!
16.
Yep. So, you are pulled through. It still hurts, dealing you 5 damage.
Oh, that's not bad.
So what happens, and what was happening before, is because the way the things is incredibly well engineered, is that as you're pulling, it gets...
Oh, is it, Alex?
It gets,
is
no, no, no.
It?
The,
well
the
done.
Piping is... It gets harder and harder right up until she's just through. So it's this thing where you start pulling, and it kept throwing everyone off, but you do manage to pull her through. But the second that Sasha's through, it isn't sort of like a, oh, I'm through, it's cork from a bottle style
So then just knock into everyone and send them flying. Literally, I guess.
You know what?
Actually, possibly spinning off and bouncing off the wall.
You know what? For flavour, yes, no one gets hit, but it ping-ponging all over the place.
Oh, well, no, as she flies up, because I'm flying and on the end of the rope near her, I grab hold of her.
Yep, it's all good for me. It's all good for me.
Sasha doesn't quite understand how the physics of this is.
I am staying in initiative order. I am staying in initiative order because of moving parts are still happening. But, yeah, no one is now taking active damage. To be perfectly clear, none of you think that you're about to get crushed to death by this thing or anything like that.
Are all of us now in the corridor?
Yes. On this side of it, on the other side of the one that you unlocked the first time round.
The floor that we're on is a grid, right? So the water is running through it.
Yes. So it's basically been slippy and wet, but it isn't washing you back all the way down.
Well, whoever made all these traps probably knows we're here now.
Okay, I'm going to ask, is anyone going to do anything before the door closes?
Get my dagger!
Okay, in which case, in initiative order, Hamid, you're up.
Nothing.
Okay, Sasha.
Dives back towards the water to grab her dagger.
Okay, can you give me a...
There is a flying grizzop attached to her.
I swore then. Yep, that's a good point. Grizzop, how are you? Are you going to let go to let her do this?
No.
Do we want to initiate a struggle?
My dagger!
I have to ask.
Your life! Leave it, there's more! It's just a thing!
Azu, you're up.
How close am I?
To.
If I'm close enough to get the dagger for her without causing her any damage.
Yeah, you are.
Get her dagger and let the door close so that we don't drown. Yeah.
Okay. Can you do me a favour and just give me a... It's not a dex save. Can you just give me a dex check? Just a raw dex check.
What does that mean?
Just add your dex to what you roll.
Which is nice. It's going to be terrible. Yeah, that's a six. Is my hand going to get chopped
It's
off?
Too small. It's a silly size and the dagger's... It's all wrong. This is silly.
Oh, does my dagger get crushed?
Grizzop, you're up.
Let it.
Lay on hands.
Good shout.
Sasha is all wet and trying to wriggle.
Heal 3 damage, Sasha.
Well, I suppose flavour-wise, it's because she's wriggling.
The water is now 3 foot deep on the other side of the door. Thankfully, because the door's been closing, it isn't, you know, washing people away, and the grating meaning it isn't washing people away. But, like, it's still coming. There is more water coming.
How are we supposed to get back in now?
Hamid, you're up.
I'm still not doing it.
That's fine. I have to stay in initiative because there's too many moving parts. Sasha, you're up.
Widget open or we won't be able to get through.
Sorry.
Why won't anyone help me?
If the dagger doesn't wedge it, we're not going to.
We're going to get trapped on this side. They're going to get away.
I'm going to lay on hands on Sasha.
Why won't you get healed?
Wriggling in frustration.
Yeah, well. Oh, that's 2d6.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, well, sucks to be healed.
Yeah. So bad for you that I tried to. 3 as well. Thank you. Well done.
Grizzop, you're up.
Lay on hands. That's a 10.
You're getting healed so hard and so quick, and you're like, put me down!
Accept our healing love.
The water on the other side of the door is now 4 foot deep, so it's now, like, on one side of that door, which is about half closed now. To stand there is immediately to, like, get knocked back at least, like, 10, 15 feet. It is going to reach the point towards the end where to be there is just damaging being near it kind of thing.
How are we supposed to get around? Guys, we need
Hamid,
to keep this
up.
Open.
We'll just have to wait for it to drain. It must drain.
You doing anything, Hamid?
No.
Sasha, you're up.
No, they'll have someone come to reset it and then they'll know we've been...
What do you suggest we do? Use another adamantine thing which we don't have. You'll get crushed and killed.
Azu, you're up.
I lay on hands. You got very hurt.
Not that badly.
Okay, yeah, that's 11.
That should bring you back up to roughly 4.
Yes.
Grizzop, you're up.
I'm going to stop now because that's a lot of healing.
That's fine.
Not back up to 4.
How close to death were you?
I was down to 26.
Oh.
And several of the healings only got me back up 3.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah. Okay.
But so you've healed at least 27.
Yeah. So now I'm on 49.
Okay.
Basically fine.
Look, The best chance we have to stop this thing is use the adamantine dagger. They're already doing it. What do you suggest we do? Heave it, put steel in it, which is smaller than adamantine, or our bodies. That's all we can do.
Can any of you, like, breathe water? I don't know, you're magic.
Hamid, you're up. I'm having to keep chunking this through because speech...
Would have done it already if I could.
Sasha, you're up. Azu
smashes the wall.
Azu, you're up.
I say we just let it. Let's just let it drain and then try again soon. And if someone comes, then they come and we kill them.
Grizzop?
I think we should probably prepare initiatives.
That's, yeah. End of round. Unless anyone is going to do a thing that actively interacts with this, I am now going to just drop into description, Theatre of the Mind, kind of.
Just
going to,
like, smash the wall.
Grumpy Sancho.
So the water continues to climb on the other side of the door. As the door is closing, obviously less is being able to come out, so that's how it sort of maintains it. However, the pressure of the water coming out of the door gets more and more and more. It reaches the point where the dagger is sort of, you know, hits the jam. And there is a hideous kind of grinding of gears and so on the other side. Water is pouring out. You all already by this point know that to stand in that side of it will just hurt. Obviously, you're just like, let's sidestep that. It goes, it grinds to a halt, but then cannot close any further. The metal literally dents in just a little bit where the adamantine dagger is wedging it, and then you see that water continues pouring out, but then stays about half a foot, let's say, of the top of the door. The water lever stabilizes, and water just continuously starts pouring out, but the water level doesn't rise any higher. The door continues to keep closing.
Start going down.
And it doesn't start going down.
Look, if we could open the door just a little wider, then more water would be coming out than going in.
And how do you suggest we do that? Stick our fingers in?
Before, I don't know if you're... Azu, you're strong.
I can't hold back an entire mechanical door and also the water that will hurt me if I stand next to it.
You don't need to stand by the water.
Where do you think you get purchase? At the edge of the door, where the big water's coming from.
Oh, Grizzop's got edge to him, I like it.
We need to just wait for it to drain on its own and then try again.
Yeah, you need to chill out, all right? Seriously, you are more important than a thing. I don't care what the thing is made of, or if it's magical or divine or the best thing in the world. You are more important than that thing. You are not getting yourself in danger like that again, all right? You need to be sensible when this kind of stuff goes off.
What exactly did you expect me to do differently, Grizzop? Like, just not try and open the door for you?
No, not try and grab your dagger back and use your dagger properly. That's... when you needed to, immediately. You need to react like a... You need to be sensible, all right?
You go and open the door next time, then. That's what got me in trouble. Try open the door.
Yeah.
My job.
Yeah, it is. But your job is also to survive. You're no good at your job if you're dead. And caring about daggers...
She was still quite good at her job while she was dead, actually.
Yeah.
And caring about daggers is not part of your job, and it will get you dead.
Just like shouting at people, don't you, Grizzop? When you're stressed, you just like shouting at people.
But maybe we're should... not dying.
What we need is a really long pole to lever it.
And I'm going to take a break.
Rusty Quill presents Season 4 of the Magnus Archives, the internationally renowned weekly horror fiction podcast which follows the statements and mysteries that lurk inside the Magnus Institute, a British organisation dedicated to researching the esoteric and the weird. Join head archivist Jonathan Sims and his dedicated team as they continue to record and investigate paranormal statements, but be warned, things have changed. The team is in tatters, and where before the statements were unsettling, together they have begun to form a picture that is truly horrifying. Because the archives are awake, they are hungry, and they are not alone. Season 4 of the Magnus Archives available for free on January 10th, 2019 via iTunes, Spotify, and all other good podcast players. For more information, visit rustyquill.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coming in from the break.
Also, are people looking at me? Yeah. I'm angry crying.
Oh, where is it?
Okay. All right. I mean, it's very wet. It could just be water, you know.
There's a certain look to my eyes, which is... I am angry crying.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, why don't we should all just try and calm down. We've just all been very scared.
I wasn't.
I was.
So was I.
Sasha walked back down the corridor.
I'm going to let
it gets quite dry really quickly.
Let's back off for a moment.
So are people choosing to wait?
Yeah.
I need to know, like, a statement of intent. How long are you intending to wait until you would hypothetically turn back?
Sasha, we need to get out of here, because whoever set this trap up, who's good at their job, will know that it's triggered, and they will come back, and they will probably be resetting it. And if they know we're here, and they come back, they will be prepared, and will be good at their jobs. So we should not be here for that.
Well, we're starting to know what's going on here. These traps are stopping, trying to stop people entering whatever beyond this inside this facility, and we need to know what's happening. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they're good at their job, but they're probably doing something wrong if they're, you know, hiding this well.
There's no point in giving up.
I've never said we should give up.
We need to keep going. Like, if there's a way to reset the trap, then we can reset it.
What?
We've got to find a way to reset it. They have to be able to reset it, so we have to.
From the other side. Like, we should fall back so that when they come, we're not here, and then we can come back, I guess.
Answer, you give me a perception check.
Oh, finally, a good roll. that
oh,
is
thank God.
23.
Everyone's been arguing, and you don't like watching your friends argue.
I really hate it, yeah.
So you put your eyes anywhere you can, which happens to be at the water level, which starts to imperceptibly decrease.
I mean, not literally imperceptibly, she's just...
Yeah, it's literally perceived.
Exactly, minimally perceptibly decrease.
Okay. Look, the water level's dropping, so maybe we don't have to wait very long.
Oh, good!
And right. If this trap is designed to kill someone, so no one's going to be coming down here in a hurry, because they'll just assume that the person is dead. Surely.
No, won't be any water inside it for it to go off again immediately if it's all
well,
drained.
Well, we don't know that.
We beat this trap. The door should be closed. It should be a room full of water where somebody just drowns. That hasn't happened. No one's drowned. We have beaten
Yay!
This trap.
Wait
so a minute. We can, when the water's gone, we can open the door and we can carry on.
Also, Hamid, you were flying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
I was flying. You made me fly.
Actually, how long does fly last?
7 minutes.
Still flying.
I'd say you're still flying.
All right, so I am straight up Dragon Ball Z Vegeta, like crossed arm.
You
Sasha's head.
Yeah, Sasha's quite a long way down the corridor now.
Sorry, Azu's head height.
Yeah. Oh, it's delicious.
Suddenly realise that, like, wait, this is a new perspective.
Yeah, so you know how sometimes I just wake up and know more spells than I did before?
Oh, right, okay.
I didn't know that, but interesting.
It happens sometimes.
Wasn't we turned into a weird, like, dragon dog thing once?
Give me a perception check, everyone.
That was weird.
Natural 20.
Oh, nice. And irrelevant 17.
27 total.
13.
You do feel different now you think about it. And Sasha, from a distance, while he's talking about that, you can just sort of glance over his shoulder and go, oh, yeah, he's got spines down his neck.
I mean, that plus my natural 20, that's a 33 total. So even at a distance, I can count
the spines. Yeah, I mean, I'm literally talking like over your shoulder, like, yeah. Whether you mention it, up to you, but he has now the beginnings of little spine ridges going down his neck.
Like a little mobile.
He hasn't noticed them yet. You feel like, yeah, probably a change has happened, but maybe the cheekbones have gotten a bit more.
I mean, it's halflings, isn't it? They have a very long puberty.
It's true.
Body's undergoing changes.
Yeah, it's to do with the draconic heritage. It's gradually expressing itself, and the longer I exist, the more dragony I seem to get. And this robe makes me more dragony than I would be without it as well.
Are you going to turn into a dragon?
Probably not. But this hasn't really happened before.
He said with complete confidence.
So no one can be sure. It's a strange experience.
I imagine so. Right, well, the water's going down.
Yeah,
it's probably dropped by about half a foot by this stage now.
That's just pretty quick.
Yeah, so like you're not going to be waiting like 10 hours.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Oh, well, the pressure should start dropping now, so we can start trying to open it.
Yeah.
Are people okay for just an awkward silence that extends until the water reaches an acceptable level?
Yep.
Yeah. When the fly spell wears off, you sink gently to the ground.
I do that thing.
Sulkily.
Sploosh.
More angrily than sulkily.
Sploosh.
I'm not Zolt.
So, yeah, the water level continues to drop until it's consistently about half a foot. No, maybe even less than that, like... There is a small amount of water still entering the room continuously, but you can hear that the mechanism has just died on the dagger. Like, you have broken it. It's not a case of, like, oh, you know, it's recent. Like, you've broken it.
Think we can push this door the rest of the way open?
Give it a go.
All right. I'm going to try.
I will need a strength check.
That's okay.
We could just take 10.
Yeah, you can.
Take 10 as we're all trying.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually really good because we're all different heights, so we can just Scooby Gang it. We
don't yeah!
No, you and me are the same height.
No.
Grisop's taller.
3 foot two.
Oh, okay.
And it's not a big enough difference for us to Scooby. Like, when it was Zolf, we
No,
could
you can interlock your hands like a Grisop hand of Hamid, hand of Grisop hand of Hamid.
Aww.
The door creaks and then opens adorably.
Aww. And they're all like completely different. Like what? So Grizzop is jet black, yeah. And Azu is grey, right?
No, she's a brown skinned orc.
Ah, okay. I thought it would have been grey. Okay, cool. And then I thought you'd mentioned before, and that would have been a thing. Okay, cool. And then, right, and then, yes, and then Sasha is unnaturally pale. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like see-through white kind of
actually,
thing.
Actually, I do feel as well that it is worth mentioning. Remember, my eyes are completely red, so they're a big, watery red at the moment.
It's just that as those hands, all the hands are interlocked, yeah, going out the door. Like,
it's a nice image.
Completely different, like, colours and shapes and sizes.
I'm united colours of
Benetton. I'm more on board with the family thing of
claws.
I hate you. I'm really annoyed at you. I'm annoyed at you too. Should we do this thing? Yeah, right.
Yeah. I am gonna yank the adamantine dagger out as well. I'm going to try to yank the adamantine
that
dagger.
That doesn't require a strength check of any kind. You can see it's messed the door up wherever it's been, and is utterly pristine apart from a minor scuff, which will definitely polish out because it's just what remains of the other metal on it.
So I will grab it and just hand it back and go, there you go.
All right.
I mean, literally, you're talking, perfectly fine. Yeah. Like, it's still razor sharp. Adamantine's the best.
Stuffs it, like, inside one of the, like, pretty much infinite dagger slots.
Till we get the movable rod, that's basically the best thing we've got.
Oh, that'd be really useful.
Yeah, it would be.
Mm. Oh, sorry. I'm just juggling dice. Because, like, my character wants to be juggling knives, so I'm like, dice. Yep, anyway, okay, well,
the last of the water drains out of the room, presumably, if the door's fully open.
There's still a little bit of, like,
trickle.
Like, but, yeah, it's just... Okay. Right, it's just, well, it's damp now.
Actually, sorry, this is a quick question. Those hatches, is it just that the panels got blown off by the water, or did they rise up and have gone back down again?
They rose up and haven't come back down.
Okay, but they're, like, ready to
But there's now no... There's, like, a trickle of water coming out of the pipes. Cool. I mean, there's only so long you can sustain that much water.
There's no point if it's a closed room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, like, the question was going to be, should everyone get out of the room again? Because if we try it again, will more water come?
But you already unlocked it. It didn't lock again.
That we know of.
Let's try it. Well, we should back off just in case.
Right, gang.
Seems very unlikely. There shouldn't be any water left to come out again.
Stand back.
You've still got the rope, so you take hold of the rope.
Investigate the mechanism. Is it still locked?
I mean, at least...
No, it appears to still be unlocked.
Okay, well, I might need somebody strong to help me.
There's a sudden... Huh? Everyone give me a reflex save.
What?
19.
24.
16.
Oh! 20.
Yay!
The four panels in the floor, in all four corners of the room, suddenly slide backwards, revealing grating, and then what's clearly where the water was meant to drain at some point after the door had been closed and someone had drowned long enough.
So was that reflex check us all going,
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was. It's how much you went, no!
Or if we'd said, back off to the corners of the room.
Well, I did specifically say there's a grate there. I was tempted to kill you with the reset mechanism, but that's brutal. Oh,
you wouldn't do that, would you, Alex?
Yes, he would.
Yeah, he would.
But drowning coffin for Azu. Drowning coffin.
Anyway, you. Let's get this door open. This trap has caused quite enough drama already, so let's move on.
All right.
You don't even need to give a strength check or anything because you didn't completely destroy the mechanism of the door on this side. You open it to yet more corridor on the other side.
Right.
Sasha will be checking for traps just about every 5 metres.
That's fine.
As many rolls as you want. That's a lot of rolls. Oh, gosh.
So, also, during this thing, I'm doing the calming down thing, like the deep breaths and sighs that people do when they've, like, had a real adrenaline sort of tantrum thing.
Yeah. Azu has now started singing softly in Orcish to calm herself down.
Everything's fine. This is the Everything's Fine song. This is how the Everything's Fine song goes. So.
Sasha's just like... Please be quiet.
Grizzop is comforted by the song as well. Because he needs it.
Enraged by the song. So, guys, please. Look, gives Cloak of Elvenkind to Azu. Like, we are probably approaching the people. Could people just be competent?
Azu stops singing.
Oh! I'll just fix you with a stare that's, like, sad.
So you Eventually, in the distance, you see what seems to be a carbon copy of the previous doors.
Gods!
Here we go again, guys.
Well, if we know what's coming this time, it'll be easier.
It might not be water. It might be something worse.
Yeah.
And hope we've learned and won't set it off this time. Shall we get on?
Right, well, let's disable that device. Oh, we'll check for traps.
You
first.
Do have to check for traps.
Check for traps. That's only a 19. No, wait, 18.
Seems fine.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Try and unlock it. That is a 30.
Click! Seems good. There's another slidey door.
Opens the door. Do I need a strength check?
No. It opens.
Is there another five-panel door?
No. No. On the other side, you see
a
very, very large space. Mm. For this one, I want you to imagine, think cavern rather than a sort of ravine things that we were talking about. So, big cavern. The best... I hate saying it. Think James Bond lair style.
Yay!
Big cavern, metallic walkways around the sides, etc.
And there's safety rails on metallic walkways.
Yes.
In a volcano.
Looking up, you see that, I mean, you weren't hugely deep underground. You're only like sinkhole depth. So you can see, like, it was, what was it, 40 feet? Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's effectively the same. You've been almost on the flat level. And you see that there is an open to the sky. Let's call it a hole from this distance. It's hard to tell. And you can see what appears to be a river pouring straight down, waterfall style, into... And you can see from this doorway, because the doorway is just onto a walkway, a large sort of metal collector is the best description.
Funnel?
Yeah, like a large, huge metal... Thank you, I totally forgot the word. A large conical-shaped device for collecting water. yeah, so into a huge metal funnel, and it's just pouring across that gap and down into the funnel. You can tell by sort of the cavern space it might be naturally occurring, but whatever, it's the same kind of vibe.
It's
where
a
someone
naturally occurring funnel.
Someone definitely wants to be able to navigate this space.
So this should be a natural system.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah. And they've redirected the water.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah. To have an evil secret base here.
An evil system.
It is now an evil system.
An unnatural
system.
Actually,
no, sorry. We've been to an evil system. It is a lot more evil than this.
Oh, yes, we all remember the evil system.
Bad system.
The system was a bad place.
Okay.
The system TPK'd the party.
Oh.
But we got Deus Ex, Mr. Seedinged out of it.
Oh, yes, I've heard about it, yes.
Wasn't great. Sasha held up really well.
Yeah. Died.
So.
Oh, yeah. Well.
That's your description. In terms of space, I'd say it's 100 foot from this side to the other side. It's crisscrossed by walkways and so on. There's even walkways running right close to the water, not through because there's too much water. I would say, again, without a perception check, it looks like there is less water pouring in than it's potentially designed to handle capacity-wise. But we're not talking...
There's a drought, too. They're still diverting the
water.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is there a clear, like, overseer's office type place?
It appears deserted. Yeah. There is, and as in... This appears to have maintenance walkways only. No offices, no equipment.
I don't know about you, but I really want to destroy that funnel. I feel like that's nicking the water. Right?
Yeah, that looks like what we're looking for.
Yeah? Big water nicker. So if we do that, then we can move on and kill whoever's in charge. I mean kill whoever's in charge.
we need to just explore this space. There might still be, you know, a facility built into the... The walls of the
bear in mind, so far I have just given you from a doorway, this is what you're seeing. Like,
yeah.
I haven't given into everything. You need perception checks and
Let's
stuff.
Have a look around, then I want to destroy the water maker.
Yeah.
Hammond, why don't you fly up and see...
Oh, that's a great idea!
I mean, I can, you know, it's not a thing I can just do whenever I feel like it. But
can you do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, off you go.
Let's fly up to the top and see how the water's being diverted. Maybe we can just divert it around this hole.
All right. I cast fly.
It works.
I fly.
Do you
up.
Trust it?
Yeah.
It's magic. It's infallible.
I love how Hammond's complete and utter faith in one of the most unreliable things in the world in some ways. Mm. Magic fails.
It's only unreliable.
Physics doesn't fail. I mean, it does in my world quite often.
It does
when
magic's there.
Yeah, it's true. So you fly up?
Yep. So I'll go through the hole just a little bit, see what's around.
As you approach the hole, there's a light buzzing.
I look around.
Do you continue up or do you just sort of stop short of the hole?
I stop. Okay. If I can hear something weird, I'm going to stop and look around and see if I can work out what it is. Oh, I'll cast Detect Magic.
Okay. Whoa, that's a lot. But doesn't stun you. Someone has cast a massive illusion right across the top of the hole.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'll poke my head through it.
Okay.
But only a tiny bit.
So you poke your head up, and what you see is a very well-crafted illusion.
Of the bottom of a river.
Of an empty, effectively, cistern.
Yeah.
With nothing in there, no water. What's really clever about this is that it also, they've shaped the illusion at such an angle that from where you are, looking towards where the water's coming from, you see a barren, empty riverbed stretching out into the distance. You, without even spell knowledge checks and stuff, you suspect that because it's so obvious that the thing's empty, it's built so that anyone coming up this way can be like, there's clearly nothing here.
Yeah.
They haven't tried to illusion an entire source and multiple sources into the mountains. People would get this far and can see because of they've played the perspective.
Right.
There's nothing here.
Yeah.
There's nothing to go examine. This is where you would come look at the water.
Yeah.
It's very artfully done. A lot of skill. It wouldn't have required a mage like of world-changing power.
No, but just clever.
Really, really cleverly done, though.
Yeah. Well done, Alex.
Thank you.
Yes, I mean, fly gives me quite a lot of speed and good maneuverability. Like, I'll fly around the whole cavern and just see what other else I can see around.
Everyone, give me a perception check. So, assuming you're just sat waiting.
Yeah.
I'll
have a mild poke about.
Yeah.
Well,
everyone, give me a mild poke check.
Oh dear.
18.
18 from Grizzop.
17.
17 from Sasha.
7.
7 from Azu.
I rolled a natural 1.
That's fine.
It still gives me 13, but.
So, Azu, you're far too distracted by the fact that you let everyone down multiple times back in the corridor.
Yeah.
You could have pulled her out and you didn't.
Yeah, could have died in a really horrible way.
She could have. The only reason that you didn't die, she saved you before it could have gone off.
Yeah, had to go through, like, miles of horrible, horrible tunnels.
How big can I paint the word guilt in a cavern?
Is Azu having a bad day?
But Azu's not having a great day.
No.
In terms of what the rest of you find...
I mean, to be fair, this is about as low as Sasha can perceive, so probably also quite distracted, but that is about as low as she can perceive.
You find... It takes a bit of searching, a couple of, like, discarded tools that maybe got lost in the shuffle, things like that.
What are they made out of?
Yeah, they're adamantine.
You notice that they aren't made of adamantine, but you do notice that they are not fit for humans.
So giant?
Too small.
Are they goblin-sized?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
There are...
dun, dun,
once you get that, you're like, okay, that'd be a goblin tool mark, that makes sense. That's okay, that makes sense. So the walkways are big enough for humans and stuff, but the actual, like, work appears to have been done by goblin hands. Hamid, you...
My natural one.
Yeah, you basically... You know what, I'm just going to say you don't find anything. I'll leave it at that.
So the interesting thing will be, as the information gets shared, because Grizzop doesn't know really about the details of the riot down below, and Azu has not herself noticed that the tools are goblin-sized.
In which case, well, it looks like goblins made this.
Really?
Yeah, but for humans. Just like goblin tools, human stuff.
Goblins made the water-stealing...
Water knicker, yeah. Well, some of it. Maybe some of the facility, maybe that thing. I mean, it's well-built, so probably.
There's a very complex, like, well-crafted illusion up at the top to make it look like the water's completely dried up, which is being diverted into this cavern.
Magical goblins.
Well,
totally a thing. Could happen.
I mean, yeah, but it also could be the humans who obviously hired them to make the thing. Because the goblins, if they were making it for goblins, they'd have made it goblin size.
And to be clear,
that's true.
Certainly to, like, probably to all of your eyes, you've been to, like, a goblin-run workshop. It doesn't have a goblin-y vibe to it. Mm. It, like, goblins are more about making things quick and jury-rigged, but super effective. This is very... It's very human. It's very pedestrian. Mm. There's not much kind of...
They're a rubbish species, aren't
they? There's not much intrigue to it. There's no cool corners.
No one should put them in charge of a planet, for instance. They'd mess that up.
Like a goblin at some point would have been like, I mean, we could build a walkway, or we could just do a zip line so that you could take samples on the fly, and then you're at the other end you need to be at
there's
quicker.
No ingenuity.
No, there isn't. At all.
But yeah, so, I don't know, we probably haven't explored the facility then. It's, you know, well hidden. Yeah. Don't want to trick people. So
you did both.
We haven't seen anyone around.
You did notice a couple of doors leading off. Nothing that was particularly like evil lair here.
Yeah.
And the reason I haven't gone down that and told you what's there is, you know, it's a big room. I don't want you
Zooming off.
But yeah, like, but we probably haven't seen anyone because this isn't bits of it that people come to. This is just like the water stuff.
Or, like,
it's the back.
It just got glassed. Like, I mean, maybe.
Well, that
a lot
was a couple of miles away.
Yeah, I'd have ran away.
Exactly. Like, yeah, a lot of people here, they're just job. You know, they're doing a job. Maybe, like,
might be an evil job.
Right? I mean, it might be an evil job, but then they run off. Like, sometimes you've got to make a living, right?
An evil living.
Yeah. Some of us have made an evil living, Grizzop. It's a living.
Some of us haven't, so, you know.
Yeah, it's good for you. It's great. It's good. Good. Lovely for you. Great news. Good.
We might not be able to sense redemption, but we do hope for it.
So, these were goblins and humans working together to make a water system.
I guess we start exploring the various doors.
All right.
My fly is probably worn off, so I...
Yeah, probably has. I think I'll end the episode there. You've found there's water. And,
where the water's been coming.
I think this is a good, slightly less terrifying and awful place to end an episode, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Much better, thank you very much.
Still want to find out what kind of evil living's being made here.
Evil living. For evil workers. Well, that's bye from me and evil bye. Evil bye.
No, a very good bye from the paladins.
Oh, bye.
Evil
bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I don't know what kind of bye.
A conflicted bye from Sasha.
Redemption bye.
It's redemption.
You do.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Danger!
Big water!
Please, no high voltage.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out wobegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.